Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given to us to hear thy word.
Oh,
and when, Lord God, every one of us, and we, as we open our hearts, Lord,
blessed
by thy word, Lord, and let it be stay in our hearts.
Glory.
Like David said, I put thy word in my heart so that I cannot see. So, Lord, bless every one of us
yes.
as we hear to thy word. In Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, we must be seen. I just so I'm so thankful to the Lord again that I come back, and I told myself I will not go back anymore. Lord, come now, Lord Jesus. The work must be finished.
Yes, the work must be finished.
Yeah. Anyway, in my country, I cannot even cope up the ministry there. Huh? When I come back 11 to the Philippines, and I go back to South on the 14th to preach to the two churches that have their Thanksgiving service after the typhoon hit them, then the two churches there was destroyed. So when I visit them, so thank the Lord that they established again the church, and they want me to go there. So I'm very busy. I want to retire, but I cannot retire. I told even one minister in Manila that always fighting me. So I told Brother Nonoy, send another pastor that is filled with the Holy Ghost. I will retire. I will support him. Brother Nonoy is never mind. So I will bring you to. Sometimes I read the Bible because I have no more time to. See something? I just read the Bible in Galatians. I think it is Galatians. Yes, yeah. Galatians chapter 1 verse 4. Let us rise to respect the Word of God. Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. May God bless more of the reading of his word. Let us, we can sit now.
Amen.
Amen. I enjoy reading the message of Brother Branham about the God of disabled age. So now I will also share to you this present world, this God of this evil age that we are living today. As I read in the Bible about numerology, then I found out 13. As 13 is the number where some people do not like. Yes, because we can see there in Revelation 13. We can see in Revelation 13 the beast. So when I read Mark chapter 7:14, when I read Mark 7 chapter chapter 7 verse 14, from 20 to 23, that which cometh out of man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, 1, adultery, 2, fornication, 3, murder, 4, theft, 5, right, covetousness, 6, wickedness, 7, deceit, 8, lasciviousness, 9, evil eye, 10, blasphemy, 11, pride, 12, and foolishness, 13.
Yes.
Because I remember Brother Gan when he was there in my country, 7, 10, 3, about the 153 numbers. So I still try to read something that can help the believers establish and can be watchful. Now only in Mark 7:14, Mark 7:21 to 20 to 23, we can only see there 13 things that will come out from man that can defile, that he can be defiled. Now this God of this evil age, according to the word of God, as we know, When did he become God of disabled AIDS? Then, some believe that he became the God of disabled AIDS. Some believe, or some preached to me there, that the war in heaven would be on the 16th, with the great tribulation.
Okay.
So the war in heaven is on that revelation. But I found out in the scripture, there were seven wars that I had preached in my church. The First World War, Second World War, Third World War, then the Ezekiel 38-39 war, then the after millennium. Then, but there is still war that I have found in the scripture, that is the fall of Satan. When he was cast down there in the beginning.
Yes.
Not in Revelation chapter 12, in the Great Tribulation. Then there's the last war that you are fighting now. According to 2 Corinthians, yes, 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God in the pulling down of the strongholds of the devil, of the Satan. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted, and bring it into captivity every thought to be to the obedience of Christ. This is the war, call it a spiritual war to every believer today. And only the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. But this also what the devil transformed. Because he is the God of this evil age. What did he do? Now, he went to the ministers. Yeah, when I say 13, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse... What is it? Yeah, I'm not... Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. But the devil transformed himself to be an angel of light. Also his ministers. Yeah. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So we must look into this time that we are living now. The devil is not happy that everyone can understand the wisdom, can have the revelation of the Word of God. The devil is happy when you bring your Bible to go to church and you just pray. He is happy with that. But the devil hates the revelation and wisdom. That's why when I was in my country, now I told my believers, bring Bible and have to study. Study the Word of God. When I go to a certain place, I focus to a certain minister, if he is interested to grow unto the knowledge of the Word of God. So, today our enemy is Satan's transform himself.
Right.
He is the God of his ablaze. Yes, we can, my brothers in our country said, you want to go to Manila to work for? So, okay, you go. But you must be prayerful and watchful. When you are staying in the village, you cannot see many things that would affect your spiritual life. But when you are in a big city, it's so hard.
Yes.
Especially Singapore. That's why some people said, oh, you go to Singapore, you go to other places. No. I just stay at home, read the Bible because I don't go there for excursion. So when you go to Cambodia, I would do the same thing. I just stay at home, read the Bible. How could I go to appreciate this Buddhism? No. In a way, our citizenship is not in this world.
Amen.
Yes, we're not looking for the things of this world that can alert our eyes. Oh, very nice. Very nice car. Very nice dress. Everything is very nice. Yes, the devil is doing it. To be away from you, from that presence of God. So, it is the God of this evil age is doing. Now, as I said, every 13th is very good for me. Now I'll just look for, from Genesis to Revelation, I'll use Genesis 13, Exodus 13, Leviticus until Revelation 13. So we enjoy in our fellowship. Jeremiah 13, bring this to, Zechariah 13. Zechariah 13. Sometimes I always read this more times a day. This chapter 13 is the Bible. In that day shall be fountain open to the house of David and to establish and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and uncleanliness. So 13 speak about again the God of this evil way, the God of this evil age transform himself, then go to the people. Now false prophets to be ashamed. Verse 2, and it shall come to pass in that day, said the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and he shall no more be remembered. And also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of that land.
Amen.
And it shall come to pass where any shall yet prophesy, then his father and his mother that begat him shall say unto him, thou shalt not live, for thou speakest lies in the name of the Lord. And his father and his mother that begat him shall thrust him through when he prophesied. And it shall come to pass in that day that the prophet shall be ashamed, every one of his mission, when he hath prophesied, neither shall they wear rough garments to receive, but he shall say, I am no prophet, I am a husbandman, for men thought me keeping cattle from my youth. And one shall say unto him, what are those wounds in thine hand? And he shall answer, those which I was wounded in the house of my friend. So In my church, we enjoy these things. 13, there's some false prophets. Now we go back to, I will go again to Job 13. Because if I will bring all, we might not finish. Job chapter 13.
Job.
Yeah, because sorry, I'm Filipino. Sometimes Job is a Job.
Okay.
You will learn many things from Job 13 again. This time, Job is a man perfect in the sight of God. Right? But what happened to this man perfect sight, perfect in the sight of God? Then the devil said, Job chapter 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and keeping for and shunned the evil. Okay? Now here is Jude. So this man, Job, is a perfect man in the sight of God. What happened to his life? Now, because in chapter 2, we can say that. And there was a day when, verse 1, there was a day that when the Son of Man came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence thou comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said to Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, perfect and an upright man, one that feareth the Lord and avoid evil, and still be holy, fast his integrity, although thou move me against him to destroy him without a cause. So the devil said, Okay, you can set the life of Job because he is blessed, amen. Huh? He had many cows, he had many substance, 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, and 500 she asses. Very rich man. This is why he is a perfect in the sight of God. So also the believers, when they are blessed, they go to church. They always thank the Lord for the blessing. Right? But when time came, that all of these things to Job, the material thing, was left. Was all destroyed. Now this is now a test of the life of every believer. How we strong to fear the Lord. That's why when these things that happened to Job, many things that happened to Job, when there was a fighting with all the servants, and then some robbers go to the sheep and cows, and then only one was left. Went to report to Job. Job, everything was robbed by those people. Then there came also another and said, "The fire of God is falling from heaven and hath borne all sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only escaped alone to tell thee." So many things that happened to Job, that every material thing that he had were all lost. But Job said, "I came out," in verse 21, 121, "naked came I out of my mother's womb. Naked shall I return there," the Lord gave. The Lord had taken away, the Lord gave, and he will take it away, it's okay. At this time, Job, sin not unto the Lord. So, people are holding their hearts to these things of this world. Right? That's why sometimes the scripture says the love of money is the root of all evil. Yes, do not put your money to this, do not put your hearts to the money of this wealth in this country, in this world. Those things would vanish. If you die, you cannot, those money cannot help you, that your soul will go to heaven. Well, it's okay in our country. Every year, the people go to the press. I had mass with my dead brother many years ago, and he give money. And he give the press will give a mass, and the soul of those people, those men from purgatory, be to transferred to paradise. And after the prayer of the priest, at that time because I am an altar boy, I cling, cling, okay. It's already received by God. Your prayer was received by God, because one in the upper room, one in the tower, heard Mother Bill ringing. Okay. Then it went to him. Money cannot do it.
Yes.
Even education cannot do it. Everyone must face to the Lord.
Amen.
And my Job said, "This wealth that left from me, it's okay. I came out from the womb of my mother naked, so I had to go to this earth, okay, naked."
Amen. Yes.
Oh, that's Job's life is very good. He is still perfect in the sight of God. Then the second thing is, it's okay. The material thing lose, right? Okay, I can still have to go and praise the Lord. Now the second thing, the devil again. That's the life or the body of Job. But God said, "Do not touch his soul or life, only the physical body." And then when it came to him, Job said, "Even the worms would eat the flesh, yet I will see God."
Amen. Yes.
And the wife said, "Oh my, Job, what happened to you? You have to curse your God, then you die for yourself." That's what in 2 verse 9. When his wife then said his wife unto him, "Dost thou well retain thine righteousness or integrity? Job, what happened to your flesh? You are not just like a dead man because you are sick from head to foot. So the wife said, "Dost thou still retain the righteousness or the integrity?"
Okay.
Then cursed God and died. But he said unto her, "Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh." Right? Then Job answered to the wife, "What shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil thing? Evil in all this did not Job sin with his lips?" Okay, when I was in my church, I go preach. Maybe I was sick two times, huh? I almost cannot sleep 1 week. Yeah. I was traveling to Sambuanga every month. I go to southern Philippines or southern Mindanao. I travel 20 hours a day. 20 hours from my Butuan to Sambuanga. 20 hours. Just sleep in the bus. Eat something like that. Then after I reach to the church, I preach for 2 days to 3 days. Maybe some say that I was over fatigued that time. Maybe. So when I came home, when I sleep, oh my, I can't sleep. So I sit down. When I sit down, okay, I relax. Until morning, so it takes me 7 days. I told my wife, "Lord, if I will die, I don't want to, if the ministry is finished, then take me home. I don't want to be served by my wife. Because I cannot lift up my hands anymore." Those are the things that happened to my life. And Lord, if I am finished, take me home. I don't want to be like some people who are sitting there and nothing, and then some people serve me. Then, Lord, take me home if I'm finished. So this also happened to Job. Paul said, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Right? So I'm not worried about my body. And when I went to the doctor said, "No, come, because you are, maybe your pressure is high, maybe something happened to you." So I go to the doctor because my wife is arguing with me already about my health. So I went to the doctor, then they said, "Oh, nothing happened, huh? There's no cause of your, that you cannot sleep, you cannot, there's nothing." So I'm like, "It's okay." So again, I'm happier to the Lord serving Him. Job still, but when Job said that, "If the worm would eat to my flesh, still, I will serve the Lord." Now the last thing I have is when I was in my place, I cannot sleep again. Huh? When I sleep on the right, on the bed, okay, the whole thing moved. Oh, wake up, Mama, what happened to me? So again, said, "Okay, we go to the doctor." We went to Cagayan de Oro, sour struggle. They went to check out my eyes, my air, my nose, everything's there. So he gave me some medicine and antibiotic. Almost 1 week or 2 months medication, or 2 months medication. But still, I preach on the Sunday because I can walk. But sometimes, you know, after my preaching, the world sends, so I cannot anymore see the people. So I just don't let them see that there's something wrong with me. After I preach, I run away again to upstairs. "Now, relax, God, what is it?" It is the time that I go home. Anyway, I have already seen my grandson, Zapusa. I'm finished already, see? I'm finished. But after that medication, I asked the Lord, and the doctor said, "Okay, you have sugar, 380. Oh my sugar. Then I'm in the level of cholesterol, something like that. Okay. So I relax. I don't want to travel very far. So I thank the Lord of this, even my health cannot stop me in serving the Lord. Amen. I told my brothers in Sambuanga, the places that I go, if God will take me home. So just bury me in your place. And tell my wife that I went home already. because I'm not worried about my body. This time, if we love the Lord with all our hearts, with all our mind, and with all our... Yes? So we don't have to worry. Because if we worry our life, then it will be a time that the devil will come unto you. So I thank the Lord. The doctor said, you must have a maintenance of your high blood or anything. Okay, never mind, mommy. Don't worry about that. If I'm finished, I go home. But thank the Lord of this good grace that He had given to me. The gate of this evil age cannot stop me from my work. But the only thing, sometimes we fall ups and down, ups and down. Because every day, almost, Brother Russell, somebody told me that you don't have Holy Ghost. Somebody told me that your church has no angel. Oh my. Angel. We have that in a strange teaching in our country. When the believers would give their praises to the Lord, shout for joy and clap. At least 1 minute or 2 minutes. At least 1 minute. The angel, two angels from heaven will come down and stay in this head, in the sides of the pulpit. And when the believers would shout and praise the Lord, then these two angels will give more power to the minister. So I thought, my, what kind of teaching is this? Is this from the Satan's, the God of this evil age is now again doing his ministry to destroy the believers that stand in the Word of God. So as I said, my brother, that in my first testimony, he said, show me the scripture and I will believe it. So I talked to one of the ministers, can we found it in the scriptures? Because they call it a new season in the bride ministry. Can we found it in the scriptures? Because before the rapture comes, there is a shout, there is a voice of an angel, then there is last trump. Then when we believe Brother Abraham is the shout, then we believe the fivefold ministry is the voice of the archangel. Then we are waiting for the seven thunders, the last trump. Brother, it's a transition period. Okay? Transition period. Before the seven thunders, there is a transition period. Okay, just leave it there. Just leave it there. So those things that happen in these last days. Because when the God of this evil age transformed himself to be an angel of light. Now Paul one had given warning after my depart. Okay, Acts chapter 20. After my departure. Acts chapter 20. Yes. Acts chapter 20. May I read it to you? So I told the church, do not relax. Stay always in the Lord, in the Word of God, and always study the Word of God. After my departure, listen. Yeah. Acts chapter 20, verse 29. For I know this, that after my departing shall great abuse wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also your own self shall men arise speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. After when Paul said this one, he said, after my departure, many false teachers who are inspired by this God, this evil age, will come to the fellowship. And they know, because I have seen it in my eyes. There was a church in my place, so they called for a fellowship, a 3 days fellowship. So they sent message to me that the church will start at 7 p.m. So we travel in the morning, going to the certain place. For it takes, I think, 10 hours to travel. Some also ministers from Manila down to travel also by plane. So they arrive at 12 o'clock, so we arrive at 7 o'clock in the evening. Then when they arrive at the 7 o'clock or 11 o'clock in the noon time, 12, then one, they said, okay, we will just start the fellowship. And some said, what? But the schedule is 7 p.m. because some of the believers from Mindanao will go to Visayas now. They are on their way traveling. No, 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 we just have this fellowship. Then this man who transformed themselves as angels or the ministers of light, then share what they have their own understanding. So when I realized, nothing happened. Huh? So when we ask them about this new revelation. You ask this new revelation. But if you still continue holding this revelation, we will not have any more fellowship with you. No, no, brothers, then just show your love. Show your love, then pray for them. No. What is it? But then show your love, then pray for them. You know already that this is wrong. God revealed that it's not scriptural. Well, why should we fellowship? Shall we go back again to bondage of the Egypt? No more. O Babylonian teaching? No more. Came out from among them and separate.
Yes.
So that the church can, so that the believers can be put together, blameless. Sometimes the ministers in our country look, ignore the believers, yes. You want to see how the ministers would walk, speak slowly, then, oh, he's a good minister. So I told him, no, no, the book is madness. It's better, the book is better. Like, no, he's a good minister. Yeah, but he's also a good minister. No, you can deceive him. You are deceived. You are looking for how he walk, how he spoke. No. Yes, Brother Russell is, when he Brother Russell preaches, he's just like a lion. Roaring to the believers. I told him, okay, I'm not that. I'm not the one that would carry a baby. No. I'm not like a minister. If I can see things that is against the word of God, then all the scripture is given for rebuke. Amen. For correction. That is why I'm happy always when I listen to Bergan when he preached very strong. Oh my! I'm not alone. I told him, I'm not alone. So, Job again. 13. So when Job was telling to these people that he did not commit things that is against the law. Now, the law, he said, this is the rebuttal or the defense of Job in Job 13. Verse 1. Although my eyes had seen all this, my ear had heard and understood it. What ye know, the same I do, as I know also. I am not inferior unto you. This is Job 13, 1 and 2. I am not inferior to you. Yes? Now, because his three friends, the friend of Job went there. Oh, the friend of Job from head to foot, something, many bones are from him. But these people are very nice. Job, what are you? So Job said, so people also think that if you are sickly, then there's something wrong with you, then we are not sick. Sickly, okay, the God is good, the God is good to me. But Job said, I am not inferior to you. Yes? Then surely I would speak to the Almighty and I desire to reason with God. But ye are forgers or inventors of lies. So inventors of lies, this is came from the God visible age. So you can go back to Mark chapter 7, verse 22-23. Those are the things that would came out from man.
Yes.
Those are the things that would came out from man. Now when did these things came out from man? Yes, we know that when sin came into this earth, David said, I am shaping in iniquity. Right? Everyone is born, some, Yeah. 51 verse 5. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. So these 13 things in Mark chapter 7 to 20 to 23 is already in the people, in the man's life. That's why when Paul was converted to God, he said, I die daily. Amen. Mm-hmm. We must also die daily. I asked a question about these people who are preaching about the old soul must die, then you become a born again believer. Okay. Old soul must die, then you become a born again believer. Okay. So why Paul said, I must die daily? Does it mean he had many souls to die? I die daily. Yes, because every hour, every day, every hour, every minute, the God of this ability is always watching you. When you become away from 1 meter from the Word of God, He will get inside of you. Right? That's why Paul said, there were two laws in my life. I want to do this. Good things, but bad things would come. Right? Until the change of the body would come to us, then we cannot anymore do these things. What the God of His ability is doing in our life. Mm-hmm. Yes? So I said in Job 13, ye are inventors of lies. Ye are all physicians of no value.
Right.
Huh? Physician of no value. So there, Job 13, because 13 is the number of Ulyun or something like that, the devil. Okay, now again, I will go back to this God of disabled age is trying to destroy the fellowship. Okay, our fellowship is in the Word of God. I bring you to Matthew 13. Matthew 13, Mark 13, Luke 13, then John 13. Those are the things that I found out that the God of this evil age is exposed in that chapters. In Matthew 13, we can see in Matthew 13, yes, these two seeds grow together. Then Jesus said, the disciple of Jesus said unto, is it good seed that you plant, that you sow? Why there are tears? Jesus said, oh, it is the work of the devil. Right?
Yes.
So, the tears also with the wheat, they grow together.
Yes.
Huh? So, that's in Matthew 13. And when the time, when the angels told, okay, shall we go there and pluck those tears? Huh? Jesus said, no, leave him alone. And the end time, right? At the end time, God that first appears. You must have wisdom in these things. In our country, even the end time message is in my place. Huh? Before we separated from them, because they are accusing me that I follow Brother Gan who do not believe the message. Huh? But time came that they come unto me and said, Brother Rosel, let us just join together. How about our doctrine? How about our teaching? And never mind, we just love one another. Okay, so I told him straight away, right away, that Isaiah chapter 4 verse 1, 7 women came together and said to one man, we will eat our own food.
Yes.
Huh? We will, I want to say, make it sure. Because in Cebuano, I can almost memorize it. In that day, 7 women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread, wear our own apparel, only let us be called in by thy name and take away our reproach or our shame. 7 women want to hold for a man. And this is the works of ecumenism. We will only eat our own doctrine.
Yes.
Our dress. Yes. What's our dress? The scripture, the word of God is our dress. Apparent. Okay. Our food is the word of God. So we will eat our Baptist teaching. We also eat his Pentecostal teaching. Just we will be one together. And this is the works of the humanism in the fourth sin. And who started it? The Roman Catholic. Fatherhood of God and brotherhood of all men. So the end time message in my place says, yes, because Brother Russell, there is a big money from America, and if we only join together, then they will support the ministry. Okay, that's never mind. Never mind. I just cannot go with you. Then they accuse me, I don't have love to them. No. The true love is what you are staying in the Word of God. Amen. You cannot compromise yourself within this kind of people in my church. I even told him, even my church, I told him, if you are not anymore happy with my preaching, then the door is open for you. In my place, we are three in time message believer churches. Huh? One, only 200 meters, there is one in time message. Only 1,000 meters, there is one in time message. In my place only, my place, we have three in time messages. So, what? Yes. Did you not know this? Yes, I told him, there is. One claim that he is only the pastor, he is a prophet, he is everything. So when you go to that church, you must ask permission from the pastor that you can join with him. Because every seat is already meant to sit in there. So if you go there by... If you go there by what is it? If you go there by you tell them that you visit them. Huh? If you go there by surprise, you just stand in there. You have no seat. But if you go there by invitation, I will go there to your church and you'll be given a seat for you.
Oh my!
Huh? Then he told me, Brother Rosen, I found in my dream.
Yes.
That you are a little Pope of Barragan. Okay. Thank you for everything that you have. So I told him, no, I'm not a little Pope of Barragan. I told him, I'm not. When I go to my church, I preach the Word of God. But if you preach in your pulpit, you cause many things. Many things. Brother Abraham said this. But you cannot hear me, Brother Abraham said this, or... But I can't say this. I only preach the Word of God. And let the believers search the Scriptures. And if it is true, then see, amen. But if it is not true, say.
Right.
Huh? Not because I am your pastor. No. We are all one. We are all equal in the body of Christ. The only thing is we have to answer what we preach to the Lord. Amen. That's why we must be very careful. I even told the Lord, if I have no more words to say, then let me sit down.
Yes.
I don't talk nothing in the church. That's why I always preach. I will always pray to the Lord. Lord, you said faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Every time I go to the churches, I always preach. Who will preach me? How could I grow? Who will preach me? How could I grow? So I read the books. Oh, very nice, but you said faith cometh by hearing, not faith cometh by reading. Oh my. So I'm happy. Because today's technology, there's a cell phone, everything I put in the website, Brigand, then I listen every time I'm in the house. Huh? Even if I was in Cambodia, I only listened to the message. Okay? Because who will preach if I always preach? I always share the word of God. So, I thank the Lord. Now I go to again to say Isaiah chapter 13. Where we can see things in here. Is it judgment of Babylon?
Yeah.
The border of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amos did see, lift ye up a banner upon the high mountain, exalt the voice unto them, shake the hand, that they may go into the gates of the nobles. I have commanded my sanctified ones. I have also called my mighty ones. For mine anger, even them that rejoice in my highness, the noise of the multitude of the mountain, like as a great people, tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of the nation gathered together, the Lord of hosts mustered the host of the battle. Come, they came from far country and the end of heaven, even the Lord and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Okay? How ye, hold ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand, shall come into the destruction from the Almighty. So God will destroy. It's just like Babylon. Is it? And I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquities, and I will cause the arrogant and proud to cease. 13:11 of Isaiah. So you can find it here. In the 13, there's something good for us. 13:11, I will punish the world of their evil and the wicked for their iniquity, and I will cause the arrogance of the proud to cease. This is one of those inspired by the devil, huh? Today in our even in the religious realm,
yes,
even in this religious realm, in our place there is a man there that Jesus is the Son of God and he's the appointed Son of God. He's Kibuloy. He's very winning. He's very rich. He owned many things. He had his own personal airplane, personal helicopter to visit the big churches. He's a big wilden man. He's a very proud. But I don't know. You don't have to worry those things. Because God will punish the world for the evil. So the God of this able age that had transformed to him, then he preached. It was 2000 happened in our country, in our place. All of these people that follow him said, this coming 2000, God will come down to the Davao City, to our country. Okay, then after 2000, nothing happened. Huh? They said, okay, but God said, the Davao now you become the spiritual Jerusalem. Oh boy, huh? So Davao is spiritual Jerusalem. The city of God. So these are the things that is transformed by this evil, God of this evil age to the people to deserve. Huh? Because Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, a warning given to Jesus to every believer in Matthew 24, beware of, or what do you call it? Matthew 24 verse 5, many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Shall deceive many. Then Matthew 7 also, Jesus gave a warning. Beware of false prophets. False prophets 7:15, which come into you in sheep clothing. In sheep clothing. Oh. So, but inwardly, they are ravening wolves.
Yes.
Inward. So when they came to the church, the fellowship in sheep clothing. So, we must be very careful, because this God of this evil age transformed himself to like an angel of light. So, also his ministers transformed themselves as in shape-looking going to you in our fellowship. No? Yes? That is, but God will destroy them. Huh? When will? At the same time.
Right.
Let us give patient, watchful and prayerful. We must be prayerful in every day of our life. Because God disabled it. If you will not be deceived by the things of this world, your eyes are not anymore to these things of this world. The lust of this world, the pride no more. Because I give it to the Lord, then what happened? There are many people who are religious today, but they are not godly.
Yes.
I even wrote my brother, who is a doctor of divinity in America. he is a pastor of the Assemblies of God. He said, Ursel, when I was in the Philippines, I gave you one pulo barong.
Yes.
Thank you. Then I send you again another pulo barong.
Okay.
Thank you. Then this third one, very nice, Ursel, I give it to you.
That is three persons in one car.
Okay. So I told him, okay, thank you. So I wrote him in the email, okay, where did three persons in one God started? According to Encyclopedia Britannica page, then it is the Roman Catholic Church who changed the baptism in the name of the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It was the Roman Catholic changed and teach three persons in one God. Even Dr. Scottel said in his book, he said that the Matthew chapter 28:19 is the commission, and the fulfillment is Acts 2:38.
Yes.
So the true baptism is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, not Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Then he wrote me, okay, said, we are all brothers. We all go to heaven. We all go to heaven. And now I told my brother, no, not anyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Yes? In my lips, you said, you praise the Lord, but the heart is far away from
serving
the Lord. And that's why he said, oh no, God is always knocking at your door. Yes. Why? He was in that door first, but instead of you rejected him.
Right.
No, this is the church of Laodicea is the believers today. They know Christ. But after many years, okay, this God of this evil age came and destroyed your faith in the Word of God, in the Lord.
Right.
So what happened? Oh, there's already a program in the churches. There's already something that happened, changes in every church, in any activities of the church. Our fellowship is fellowship with the Word of God. But their fellowship is one team here, one team basketball playing, who is the best singer, what kind of fellowship you have? Oh, my brother. My eldest brother, who is also a pastor of the charismatic, he invite those Catholic people, Catholic young men, who knows how very well in the basketball, who play basketball well. So then they registered, this is the son of brother so and so, a Christian. So they go on their activities. Okay, and then after the fellowship, their church bring many trophies to their church. And that's the fellowship they want. No, the fellowship we want is continue fellowshipping in the Word of God. Amen. Breaking of bread, yes. The breaking of bread is not the playing. I told him, you are just like the Roman Catholic. So I told him, why? Because every the fiesta, we have their fiesta every year, somebody, we have fiesta in our country. So every Catholic churches, small Catholic churches, they make up their own team, then they have these things, activities. So that the same people will not go to the Roman Catholic. So they have their own also activities now. So the same spirit that worked in them. Because you have drunk the wine on the teaching of this Roman Catholic, the mystery of Babylon. Okay? So, we must be watchful. Just like God had said to Moses, in your presence, good and bad is there. Huh? Good things, blessings, and curse is there. Okay? Then God said, select the blessings, so you will prosper. Select the blessings, you will prosper. This is that we are not in a robot system that, okay, walk this one. No, we are led by the Spirit of God, and we still have this liberty today. And one of us said, no, we will not fellowship with you. Why? Because there are so many don'ts. No smoking, no drinking wine, hard wine, a dress, everything is no more. Going to the clubs no more. No, that is not. We don't have that. Why? That is from the denominational churches. But if you want, you are set in the liberty to choose.
Yes.
Where the Spirit is, there is liberty.
Amen.
But this God of this evil is, no, I don't go there because this and that, this and that, this and that. Thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do this. And that is the God of this evil age is trying to deceive the people. But thank the Lord. But we are so much blessed by God because in this end time, God had given us wisdom, spiritual wisdom.
Yes.
As I always told the believers, okay, Paul had said, I think it was in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 to 20, or 14 to 17. Paul said, I thank the Lord of your faith.
Yes.
I thank the Lord of your love to one another. In my prayer, I always bring you in my prayer and supplication to the Lord. And in my prayer, I ask the Lord, Lord God, increase their faith. Increase their love. Amen? Jesus said, Amen! No! You did not read your Bible. Huh? Yes, God said, a certain man who went to Jesus said, if you have faith, then your son will be healed. Oh Lord, yes, I have faith, but add to my faith. Now Paul was preaching to the believers today, to the believers in Ephesians. I thank the Lord, for I discern your faith unto the Lord. I saw your love to one another. And this, I will not forget you to bring my prayer to the Lord. And I ask God that you must have the spirit of wisdom. Amen?
Yes.
And the revelation. Because if we don't have revelation of His Word, and if we don't have wisdom on His Word, then when this God of this evil age will come unto us, we will be deceived. Yeah. Our fellowship, I'm coming to the church because my father is a minister, so I go with my father. No. Even you read Matthew chapter 28, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 2, 38, in the name of Jesus Christ. If you don't have revelation on that word, then you still cannot understand what is the truth of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because the Bible said this. The Bible said this. But you must have the revelation. You must have wisdom on the Word of God. And this wisdom can be achieved if the Holy Ghost is working in every heart.
Amen.
It takes Holy Ghost so that this God of the seven age cannot have a chance to deceive the believer. Not only on Sunday we go to church and open our Bible. Now, Joshua was instructed by God day and night. Day and night. You have to meditate the Word of God day and night. Then you will prosper. Amen? Okay. Sometimes I'm busy. I'm busy, but I learn very many things when I'm busy. Yes. I learn many things when I'm busy. Yeah, because sometimes I read the Bible. Okay, I like to read the Bible. Before I sleep, I read the Bible. Then when I woke up, read the Bible. Sometimes I cannot sleep, I just read the Bible. Because I cannot sleep, I just read the Bible. If you, why cannot sleep? Okay, maybe stress, maybe something. Oh, no, I cannot sleep, so you read the Bible. Yeah, why? Because Joshua was instructed by God. Joshua chapter 1. He was instructed by God. Meditate the Word of God. Yes. Okay. Be strong, Joshua chapter 1 verse 6. And of good courage unto these people shall thou divide the inheritance of the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous. That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. This
book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein every Sunday. Is it? Or day and night?
Huh?
Day and night. Sometimes I said, every Sunday, amen, amen. No, you are wrong. You're not reading your word, the word of God. I deceive you. Now, the best thing is when Paul was preaching in the church of Chatea, what's it? When Paul was preaching to the believers in Acts chapter 17, then the believers take heed to what Paul preached.
Yes.
Listen to what Paul preached. But ye search the scriptures. Amen?
Amen?
Search the scriptures if things are true. If things are so. Amen? And this is the best thing that we should do today. Okay, I saw last night in the YouTube, in the internet, I saw Singapore Prosperity Gospel. Oh my, meaning. And I was, oh my. I thought, the same thing in my country. Prosperity Gospel. Huh? Yeah. Even in the end time message, they also preach posterity gospel.
Yes.
When I went to Manila, many years ago, when I went to Manila, when the book Speak the Word of God, Speak the Word, was printed. Then when I go to Manila, Brother Rosario, come. Yes, you speak the word. Then you have this new car. What? Yes, Brother Abraham said this. He speak the word. He speak the word. Yes. Then you have discount. Because by the same way, God will pour out His blessing. Just speak the word. Go, what? Oh my, something wrong here. There's something wrong here. You speak the word, Brother Russell. Huwag kang mag-alala. Don't worry, Brother Russell. You speak the word. Then you have this car by this December. My. New car by December. Speak the word. Or you have to search the scripture. How did Moses speak the word?
Yes.
Huh? Why cry? Speak the word. So Jesus said also, I will not do anything except God will talk to me first. Amen.
Amen.
This is formal today. When I read a book, I speak the word. Oh my, something must happen first in your life in the Lord. Amen. Then, tomorrow you can say, ah, okay, I have to speak the word. This must be an experience first before you and God to see these things before you do it to the people. Well, I visit this place, I speak the word, and God has given me a bus carrying me to that place. Oh my, good. I just speak the word, brother. I speak the word. I have no money, I will go there. I speak the word. Lord God, I will go there. Then send somebody. So I was waiting in the highway, waiting for the dump trucks to come. Okay, where are you? Southern Mindanao. Okay, okay. Can I go? Yes. Oh, God. I speak the Lord. I speak the word. Is it? Is it true? Then you go to the church and I say, mid testimony. I speak the word and God supply my needs. If that's so, then why not speak the word and all this whole land? These all things you can speak the word. So maybe somebody is trying to receive us today. So he's waiting and look at Pharaoh. When he speak the word, he had really a car. Not because he resigned in his work in the company gave him half million, then he bought a car. That's why is it the answer to speak the word? He resigned in his company because he knew I will receive half million peso, then I have to resign. Then I have to buy this car. And after many years, he had no more money. How would he live with his family? So he left the country. He walked outside. He walked there outside the country. Huh? Whoa. Is it to speak the word? Yeah, I think we can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. Amen.
Amen.
And the only thing is, yes, we can do all things that Christ strengthen me. Then I can live in a place where people eat gulay. I can eat with them. Huh?
Uh-huh.
I can eat with him. People who eat the vegetable, I can go with him. If they will sleep in the bamboo, yes, I can sleep with him. I can do all things. Yes? Where God would send me, you go to this place. Oh my. No rest home. No guest house. So where shall I go? So I went to the municipality. Yeah? Because I asked the policeman, sir, can I sleep here? You what? Here. Okay, mini mosquito, don't worry, sir. I will sleep here till morning. Okay, I will sleep here. Then you are my guard. Oh my, I have the best security guard. I sleep in the front of the municipal hall. Huh? Oh, somebody is guarding me. The municipal police. So I am brave, man. Huh? Even I just sleep in, sit down in the bench, okay, waiting for tomorrow morning. Yes, we can do. But not all the times that God will not do it for you every day. Huh? There are times also that you can sleep with good mattress and everything. Huh? But do not ask. Huh? Mm. Do not ask the people when you go, I want this. Huh? No, I think we must have wisdom on this. Because these people who are proud, these people who are moved by the God disabled age. Huh? One minister came, my Lord said, I want to preach in your church. I want to visit in your church and share the word of God. What are you sharing? The cross of Abraham? Yes, it's the message of God. I'm very sorry. Don't let somebody come. Don't come in my church. No, I'm moved by the Spirit to visit your church. Okay, come to my church and sit down and I will preach. I will preach for you. Because if you will preach for me, the cross of Abraham, I read the cross of Abraham. I read the message of Abraham. Your understanding and my understanding and the understanding of Abraham is different. So why feed us? Why feed us these things? Brother Abraham said this, Brother Abraham said this, Brother Abraham said this. Why? If you don't know, if we cannot understand the prophet message, and if we do not know him, how was he sent by God? I told them, if you started wrong, then you end up wrong. Right. You end up wrong. If you do not understand why God sent the prophet, is to bring us back to the world. And then when you are really established in the world, then God will again make use of this fivefold ministry to strengthen the prophet of life. Mm-hmm. Okay, this place is not my place. Okay, don't worry. We are not worried about you. Go. Yes. We must also have this discerning spirit that this God of this evil age would come to our fellowship in a sheep cloth. Huh? You know, so this one thing is inferiority. Huh? In our place, the people in the village and the people in the city. When the people in the city will go to the village, oh, almost the people in the village, listen to me, man. Huh? What? That's all you know. Those people in the city, they are in the Bible school. Then we are here in the village because we don't have seminary. My, John the Baptist. Brother said, John the Baptist has his seminary.
Right.
Where? In the wilderness.
Right.
To be in the wilderness is very nice thing, huh? Yeah. Is this wilderness? Is Singapore wilderness? Huh? Oh, maybe in Cambodia is wilderness. Because you only see the dust. Anything is there. Very simple, huh? Singapore is a wilderness. Yes. It is also a wilderness to the believers. Amen. Whose mind is not of the things of this world? Things about. That's why I stay in the wilderness. Yeah. Why? Because my mind is not anymore set to the things in this world. To the beautiful things that we can saw today. That is passion by the God of this world. That your eyes can go there. Huh? Open your eyes. Until you hit somebody. Oh, sorry. But if you are in the city, huh? If you are in the city, when your mind is in the wilderness, you cannot see anything. Okay? Oh, I want to buy the car. Very nice, very nice.
Then I woke up, very nice, very nice. And there was a hole in there. Chuk! Oh, what happened? Oh, it's okay, it's okay. Now put your hearts not to these things of this world. This is why I told them, if you are in the big city in Manila, oh man, you must be prayerful and you must be watchful of your everyday steps of life. Because Manila, this God of disabled aids own these good things, right? God of disabled aids, when he went to Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 4, after Jesus had his 40 days fast, then the God of disabled aids, or the devil, went to Jesus, oh my, you are already hungry today, because I know you didn't eat 40 days and 40 nights. So here is to make it a bread for you. So my, let me fill up your stomach. Your stomach, huh? But he said, Daddy, no! Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that shall proceed from the mouth of God. Amen? Amen. Ah, yes, yes, yes! That's in Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 7. Okay, the scripture says also here in Psalm, huh? When you jump, then the angels will put their. Psalm 91. Okay, he said, maybe the devil said, okay. That is in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. But now, here is the scripture. The scripture says, for he shall. Psalm 91 verse 11, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep thee in all thy ways. There shall be no evil before thee, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling, for he shall say, give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all.
Verse 12.
Psalm 91?
Yeah, verse 12.
Verse 12, okay. For they shall bear thee up their hands, lest thou dust thy foe against the stone. Okay, so the devil also came and used this scripture. He said, no? Yes, the devil said this. And this way he said, he brought Jesus to the high places. No, jump. Because God said, he will send the angels. You said it is written. No, do it. Okay, so I told them, the devil can use these scriptures,
right?
But he don't have revelation. There was the ability. Oh, when you bring the Bible, oh, the devil had an headache. No, when you bring the Bible, the devil is still happy. When you read the Bible, open the Bible, then the devil is still happy. Okay, read the Bible without revelation. Because if the devil knew the revelation that if this the Son of Man will be lifted up, no, he don't want Jesus Christ to die. He don't want Jesus Christ to die. If the devil had that revelation when Jesus will die, when his blood is poured out, then when he is lifted up on the tree, then the many converts of the sons and daughters of God.
Right.
Huh? That's why the Greeks want to see Jesus. So the apostles didn't understand why these people want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. So Jesus said to his disciples, the seed must die so that it bring it more fruit. Okay? But the devil heard this, oh, the seed must die. So he came. Now, when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, you and I became the sins of God. Amen.
Amen.
So the devil has no revelation in it. If the devil had revelation, he will take care of Jesus. He will protect Jesus. So that he will not die. Yes, if he had that revelation. But God must fulfill Jesus, the prophecy in the Bible, so that Jesus will die.
Right.
When God said, with my stripped out arm, I will save my people.
Mm-hmm.
It points to Jesus.
Right.
On the cross. All the devils have no revelation on it. So the devil said, okay, nail him at the cross, nail him at the cross. No, when he was on the cross, when he stretched out his arm, then we all had also received this salvation.
Amen.
But the Jews, when Jesus was in Matthew 10, when Jesus, after his overnight prayer meeting, he called 12 apostles. Okay? Then Jesus said, do not go to the Gentiles. Only go to the lost sheep of Abraham. Okay? But when these Jews rejected Jesus, this salvation went to us. And that's why Paul said that this gospel of salvation must be preached first to the Jews. But it seems that you don't like this word. You don't like this salvation. Then we will go to the Gentiles.
Amen.
Yes? To fulfill the prophecy when Jesus was dedicated by the priest. When the priest dedicated Jesus, he said that this is the light, lighting to the Gentiles, right? When Jesus was in his dedication, the priest said,
a priest.
Huh?
Priest.
The priest.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. The priest. After this word, when he dedicated Jesus, that this Jesus will be enlightening the Gentiles.
Right.
So when the message was preached first to the Jews, then rejected, oh man, this Jesus goes to us. Amen? So what happened to the devil? To the God of this age? No, he cannot anymore hold that this message will go unto us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yeah.
Because before the foundation of this world, God had already his sons and daughters. Amen?
Yes.
And to the appointed time, then we are here. Hallelujah. Catch by that net in Matthew chapter 13. So, the God of this evil age today has no power to us. If we stay in the Word of God.
Huh?
Because Matthew chapter 16 verse 18, whom do you think the people said to me, Peter? Oh, the people said, because people said, you are Beelzebub, you are Elijah. But unto you, who am I? And Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. It was not given to you by the seminary. Huh?
Yes.
It was not given to you by the minister. No, it is given to you by the Father. He revealed it to you. Then upon this revelation, I will build my church.
Right.
And the gates of hell cannot. And the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. So if we are sons and daughters of God, predestinated sons and daughters of God, yes, we can stay into the world. And we must know who are our enemies.
Amen.
We must know who are our enemies. And if we cannot discern, then we can pray to God. One time when I was there in my country, somebody called me, Brother Sam. Bin Howard is coming. He visited already the church of Bergan in Singapore. He is coming to come to your country. Then he will visit you there. Who is with him? Those Filipino ministers, the two soul ministers, Baking and also Daluyaya. Yeah, I think you remember. Oh, okay, I know them already. Tell me your friends and I tell you who you are. So I read his book about the seven thunders. The seven thunders had already spoken in disciple ministry. Okay, never mind. I closed the book and I prayed to the Lord. So when he came to my church, and I told him, okay, glad to meet you, brother. So where are the people? One of them, where are the people, brother, sent? Oh, no. Before the fellowship, I want to ask him things about what he wrote in his book about seven thunders. Then the Philippine minister, okay, never mind. If you will not accept him, we will go to other churches. Okay, goodbye. Yeah. I have to protect the church. Because the God of this evil age, would come secretly to your church. That's why some people said, from the beginning, Brother Russell, only one missionary would come to him, only Brother God. We have many missionaries from America, from other places. I told him, no. I don't like those people. I don't need those people.
I need the Word of God.
So, when minister, you know, delicately,
yeah,
when this minister went to me, we share about seven thunders. Okay, and he didn't believe seven thunders. He believed seven thunders are the seven trumpets of God. So I told him, the Brother Abraham said, the trumpets is for the Jews, and the seal is for the Gentiles. Right? So, why are you saying that the trumpets are the seven thunders? So after this, we were sharing, I told him, Vatican will come this April. The last time you came to Butuan, Vatican will come, and we have fellowship in Butuan, and we have also ministerial meeting in Kabadbaran. Then he, since you will come, please visit us. Okay, then he came. But when he came, he did not visit us. So, just came because Vatican is coming. Came. Now I found out he is already in a Ronnie Believers Church, a fellowship in December. So I told him, okay, I told the believers, what's this people? What's this people? We cannot preach in the pulpit without using the pots of butter. We must be filled with the Word of God. But the God that is ever raised, make use of these people to deceive us, to bring us to nothing. They have said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but the Word of God shall never pass. Amen. But he said, no, the Bible is only until 1963. Then the books of Brother Branham now is the absolute after 63. No. If the Brother Branham book is absolute in 1963, then the Bible is wrong, then you are correct. Or you are wrong, still the Bible is correct. Huh? Or you are feed by the God of this evidence. Yeah? So we must know who our enemies are. Amen?
Amen.
Even today, people who are really mature. Some say, he is already mature. Why? He don't go anymore to this place. No, sir. He must be mature with the Word of God. Not because I don't go there anymore to that place. There's a place that I am mature already. There are many religious people in the church. There are only few spiritual people in the church. You must be spiritual. Amen?
Amen.
So that God of this able age have no more chance for us. We study the Word of God. Amen. Every day, every night.
Amen.
May God bless. Amen.